Hi, sweet boy. You look cute like this. All expectant. A little nervous. A tiny bit turned on already, too, I see. I mean, you clicked on an audio with this kind of title after all. I mean, we all know you read the tags. Some pretty fucked up stuff, huh? But that's how you like it, don't you? You know what you are. You know what you need, and you know exactly what you deserve, don't you? You stupid, sad, scared little boy. Thinking about it just makes you so dumb, doesn't it? Some woman forcing herself on you, shoving your cock inside of herself without caring how much you struggle, touching your body without bothering to ask for consent. Using your body however she sees fit. And you really like hearing a woman talk about this, don't you? Listening to her explain exactly how she wants to make this fantasy come to life. That's sexy to you, right? You stupid fucking human dildo. Do you want the filthy details? Would you like to hear all about how she's going to take you? Will she be sweet at first? Maybe talk about what a great guy you are, how different you are from the rest. Try to pressure and guilt trip you into pulling it out. Whisper sweet nothings in your ear while forcing your zipper open. Or maybe she's just going to blatantly threaten you. Tell everyone that you raped her and forced yourself on her if you don't give her what you want. I mean, who would believe you? You're a big, strong man, right? What, you think the police would ever believe you? You know that men don't get raped. Or at least, that's what most people think. And that scares you, doesn't it? That all she would have to do is make one false accusation and you'd be her slave in a matter of moments. Maybe she'd try something more straightforward. Maybe a weapon. A knife. Or a gun. Maybe you want to be drugged. Maybe she'd restrain you too. Your head buzzing, ears ringing, unable to speak or move, and completely helpless while she forced your Viagra-hardened cock deep into herself. Rope, handcuffs, zip ties. Oh my gosh, there are so many fun possibilities. But there's something they all have in common. Have you figured it out yet, stupid boy? Something obvious, something important. No matter what is actually happening, it's always a woman forcing herself on you. She doesn't care about what you want, what you say. Maybe she even enjoys that part. Either way, she doesn't mind telling you. She really likes letting you know, actually, what she wants to do with you. How much it's turning her on. Planning out the best way to take you. And you fucking listened. You stupid fucking dog, look at you. Voluntarily listening to me telling you, I want to rape you. I'm going to fucking rape you. And no one is going to feel sorry for you. It's a little scary when you think about it, right? Even for a fucking dildo like you. Does it make you hard? How easily I can say this, how confident I am, how unashamed. I think you know why it's so easy, don't you? We're both very aware that we live in a world where men are always seen as predators and never the victims. And it's allowed women like me to take advantage of that. Do you know how easy it would be to ruin your life if you disobeyed me? Sure, you might think this is just play, that this is just pretend. But how do you know? How do you know I don't actually mean these words? Would I be really able to say them out loud if there wasn't at least a little bit of truth to them? And even if I don't mean it, even if I am just acting out a role, if what I'm doing is acting, you know there are more than enough women out there that definitely mean it. So many women out there that are just like me. So many women out there that are me. Don't play stupid, little boy. We both know you're very well aware of that. You know what? Actually, how often do you think about this happening? Because you wish it would happen to you, don't you? Don't even bother answering that. I know you do. That's why you're here. I mean, come on, again. Look at the tags. You're such a fucking pathetic pervert. Oh, but it's okay. I like stupid horny boys like you. You're my absolute favorite to play with. So eager to be used. Let me cheer you up, baby. I'm gonna tell you something really nice. Close your eyes for me. Do it, sweet boy. You can trust me. I'm just a voice in your head. And you were so kind to invite me in there. I have to show you a little appreciation for your gracious hospitality. That part of my mind you've been wanting to access this whole time, the one where I force myself on you, sweetheart, because that's what I am, because that's what I need, and because that's what I deserve. A good little victim listening to my favorite rape scenario and stroking his cock as hard as he can. Oh, you stupid fucking bitch. I really hope you get to experience the real thing someday. It'd be the best lay of your life, you fucking whore. Now, listen. You are going to shut your mouth, keep your eyes closed, and start stroking that beautiful cock for me. You know what? I'll get a bit more comfortable too. You want to know, don't you? If I'm already wet. Just from knowing an eager little slut is listening to me talk about this right now. Waiting for me to tell him all about how I want to drug him and use his cock like a dildo. God, you're so fucking desperate for it. Oh, wow, that feels so good. Oh, wow. Do you know why women like me exist, baby? It's only because there are weak men like you. Perfect little counterparts for women who know what they want and are willing to do anything to get it. Stupid fucking men that come the hardest when their cocks are being forced to come against their will. Don't you be ashamed of it though, sweetheart. Indulge it. This is a privilege you have over other men, you know. You know how many men wish they were in your position? I bet if you tell anyone about this, they'll just tell you how jealous they are. Or how they wish, they could have taken your place. It doesn't matter how you feel, though. I'll get what I want anyway, no question. Just try to enjoy it, baby. It will make it a little easier if you ever decide to get therapy for what I'm gonna do to you. Oh, you hear that? God, it makes me so wet to think about forcing your cock into me. Balls deep inside my dripping pussy. I can just imagine my hand pressing over your mouth and nose. The scared and panicked look in your eyes mixed between them rolling back as you get closer and closer to a forced orgasm, dragging my nails over your chest and stomach as I get closer to my own climax. Fuck, you're such a perfect fucking toy and you feel so good. You know, I want you to knock me up for the first minute I started talking to you. I just immediately had this feeling like we'd make the most adorable babies. Wouldn't you agree? You do understand that it's my body and my choice, right? All I need for you to do is give me one big fucking cum shot and splatter my womb, and I've got you trapped for life. God, I love being a woman. I know history hasn't always been on my side, but I'm glad the tides are changing. You're starting to realize your natural purpose. Not only can I make myself come while using your cock, I can also use you as my little breeding stud. That's what you'd like to be, wouldn't you? Someone just used for his body. Your mind is just a little decoration. It's not needed. It's never been needed. You're worthless besides what your body can do for me. Embrace it, stud. Embrace me. Don't you want to be a good boy and fill your rapist's womb? You'll get to count how many ropes I'm pumping out of you as a reward. That's a really good deal, right? Oh, so much fun turning you into my personal dildo. You won't have a choice but to empty your balls and give me every single drop of cum. Oh, every single fucking day, again and again, until I'm sure you've learned your place as my favorite living and breathing fuck toy. Oh, emptied and exhausted, you'll just be wasting away from just how much I take from you, until I need to empty your load into me once more. A never-ending cycle of forced orgasms. Oh, you'd fucking love that, you little bitch. God, you're fucking pathetic. Why are you still here, You want this to be real? Would you like feeling my pussy gripping and coming on your cock right now? Locking my legs around you so you can't help but come deep inside me? Having me dig my nails into your back as you struggle to get away? Fuck. I need your seed, baby. You're not gonna get away. I really need to show you just what happens to silly little boys who still think they can say no to a woman like me. So are you gonna give it to me? Shh, 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 shh. No thinking. Now be a good breeding stud. Give me all your fucking cum. You better fucking pump your cock. I want to come with you. I heard that it increases the chances for pregnancy, so you need to make me come. Do it. Fucking come. Fucking come for me right now. Do you understand? Yes. Fuck. Yes. Oh, that's what I want. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. No, oh my god, yes. Pump me. Pump into me. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god. Careful now, sweetheart. Don't move too much yet. I really need to make sure the cum does its job and gets me pregnant. Like I said, your breeding stock. Oh, and I meant what I said. If you even think about trying to get help, I'll just say you forced yourself on me. All it takes is a little bruised cervix and a few self-induced scratch marks to get you thrown in jail in under 24 hours. So just lay back and relax, okay? You deserve that much, at least. Hi, this is Voxed, and thank you so much for listening to the Script Fill.
This aftercare is included to remind you that there's absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this. I myself, as voxed as a human being, I absolutely love and adore fantasies like this. I am an active participant in the CNC community, so I wanted to make an audio like this to normalize fantasies. Consent is so important in every sexual dynamic, and that's what makes stories like this and fantasies so fun. As the actor, I am consenting to making this content, and as the listener, you are consenting as soon as you press play. Just gotta get that out there. But I do want to normalize fantasies like this. Do not be ashamed, and you are such a good boy as well. So don't forget that. At the end of the day, kinks are complicated, and we could spend all day trying to figure out why we like it, but all that matters is that it makes me feel good, it makes you feel good, it makes us feel good, and as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, I truly do believe it should be celebrated. Thank you again so much for trusting me, trusting the writer, with helping you fulfill this fantasy. Definitely take care of yourself, because you've been the best boy. Grab some water, maybe a cozy blanket or a snack. Maybe go for round two with something maybe a bit lighter. Watch your favorite show. Just take care of yourself for me, okay? Let yourself relax a bit if you can. Otherwise, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, as well as I will catch you on the flip side. A little notice, I'm almost at 100. Thank you for listening. But once I hit 100, I'm going to do my first ramble fap and kind of talk to you guys like this and tell you a little bit more about myself, what I'm into, sexually, of course. And yeah, so thanks so much again. And you've been such a good boy, and I hope you have a great day. Bye.